Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're continuing to learn the third parak of Maseches Shviyos. Today we're going to be finishing off the third parak with Parak Gimel Mishnah Tes and Parak Gimel Mishnah Yod. As we learned previously, when it comes to the Shemitah year, generally speaking, you're not supposed to be removing rocks from your field because it generally looks like you want to remove those rocks for the purposes of cultivating your field, for getting your field ready to be planted during Shemitah, which is certainly not allowed. However, we did say that when it comes to large rocks, big rocks, you are allowed to remove those rocks because it's clear that you want to remove those rocks for the purposes of construction and not for the purposes of removing them from the field to plant on that field. So our Mishnah here in Parak Gimel Mishnah Tes is going to try to discuss and understand what is considered to be rocks that are so large that you're allowed to remove them from your field during Shemitah. Says the Mishnah, Avne kasef baos mikol makom. The stones of the shoulders can be removed from any place, from any field. What exactly are the Avne kasef, the stones of the shoulders? We are going to learn that at the end of the Mishnah. But we should just know that earlier in the parak, the Mishnah did teach us that when it comes to someone else's field, you're always allowed to remove stones from that because no one's going to suspect that you're removing stones from someone else's field to plant in someone else's field. So therefore, you're certainly allowed to remove any stones from their field. But the Mishnah is teaching us that you're allowed to, when it comes to your own field, then you're only allowed to remove the avne kasef, the stones of the shoulders. Continues the Mishnah, v'akablan mevi mikal makom. When it comes to a contractor, someone who does construction for a living, he can also remove rocks from any place, from any field, because again, the intention is clear. His job is to do construction, and therefore, by removing these rocks, the assumption is that he's using them for constructive purposes, and his intent is very, very clear. And certainly this applies even to smaller rocks. Asks the Mishnah, Ve'elu hein avne kasef. Okay, you'd said that avne kasef can be taken from any place. What exactly are these stones of the shoulders that you're referring to? What's considered to be these large rocks? Says the Mishnah, Kol she'eina yechol lihinotel ba'achasya divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion, any stone that cannot be taken with one hand, that's considered to be an avne, because they've stones of the shoulder, and therefore you'd be able to remove any such rocks from your field during Shemitah. However, Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says, Avne kasef kishman. That avne is plural. Avanim shel, the shoulders, stones of the shoulder. It's not stone, like Rabbi Meir says, one stone that you could put in your hand. It means stones, like plural stones. So what does avne kasef mean, says Rabbi Yossi? Kol sheheni talos shtayim shalosh al hakasef. Any stones that if you were to take two or three of them, they're small, but together you can't hold them all in your hand. Therefore, you must put the two to three stones on your shoulder. Rabbi Yossi is a more lenient opinion, and that is how we paskin, as the Bartanura explains, that when it comes to the Avnei Kasef, if you were to take two or three of these stones, and you wouldn't be able to carry all of them in one hand, and you put them on your shoulder, that would be considered to be the Avnei Kasef that you can remove from your field during Shemitah. Now we're going to be finishing off the Perek with Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud, as we discuss how a person can sometimes go about building a fence in his yard. Let's say he has to dig out the dirt and so on. How can a person do that during Shemitah? Says the Mishnah, Habone Goder Beino Bein Rishus Arabim. If a person's looking to build a fence between his property, between his field, and a public domain, in a public area, a public walkway, says the Mishnah, Mutter Laha Amik Ad Hasela. A person's allowed to dig deep enough until he gets to the rocky ground. Certainly, the intention is clear that he's not intending to plant with that digging, because as the Bartanura says, no one intends ever to plant next to a Rosh Hasharab. It's going to get trampled, it's going to get ruined, so no one would ever plant next to a Rosh Hasharab, next to a public area. Therefore, if you're digging a fence in between your field and a public area, you're allowed to dig, and no one's going to be concerned that you're going to maybe change your mind and that you're going to plant there, because no one would ever plant next to a Rosh Hasharab, next to a public domain. However, the Bartanura says that this would not be the case if it's between your property and someone else's property, because then we are concerned that someone might change his mind and say, you know what, I see this nice hole in the ground, let's keep it there, and let's use this to plant in my field during Shemitah, which is certainly not allowed. Now the Mishnah asks, Ma ya'aseh be'afar? Okay, very nice. We just said that you're allowed to dig in your fence when it's in between, to dig in your field, when you're looking to build a fence in between your field and the Rishos HaRabim and the public domain. But now, Ma ya'aseh be'afar? What do you do with the dirt? You can't put it on your field because then it's going to look like topsoil, like you're fertilizing, like you're putting soil on your property, which you certainly can't do. So what should you do with the dirt when you're digging it out, when you're digging to make this fence in between your field and the public area? It says the Mishnah, Tsovro Brishos Harabim Umisakno, that you should just first make the pile, put the pile in the Rishos HaRabim, and then Umisakno, and then you'll fix it, and then you'll put it back into your field afterwards. Div Rabbi Yehoshua, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehoshua. Now the Tiferes Yisrael even says over here that you can put it immediately back into your field, because again, once you put it into the Rishos HaRabim and then into your field, no one's going to think that you are using it as topsoil, that you're using it to fertilize, to soil your ground, and therefore you're allowed to do that. Again, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Kederach she'in mekalkalin b'Rishos HaRabim, kach lo yisakenu. Just like you're not allowed to put any sort of big pile of dirt in the Rishos HaRabim, in the public domain, because you're destroying it, because you're going to damage it, so too you can't do this. You can't put it there and move it back. You're absolutely not allowed to do that, according to Rabbi Akiva. But then asks Rabbi Akiva, Maya Seba offer, then what do you do with the dirt? You're allowed to make dig this hole to make the fence in between your property and the Rishos HaRabim. So what do you do with the dirt? Says the Mishnah, Tsovro Besoch Sadeu Kederach HaMezablin. You should pile it up in your field, just like the people, like we learned previously when they had manure. We learned previously how would a person put manure onto their field, fertilizer onto their field. So we said that they would have three piles. Each pile would have three lesachs each, and so on and so forth. There are ways to put piles of dirt into your field without it looking like you are soiling, you are fertilizing your field. Finishes off the Mishnah and the Parak, V'chein ha'chofer bor v'siachum ar, in the same machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehoshua regarding whether or not you can put dirt in a public domain is also the case when it comes to a person who's digging a pit or a ditch or a cave and so on and so forth. Once again, Rabbi Yehoshua would say that you're allowed to put it in a Rishos HaRabim, assuming that you're going to fix it, and Rabbi Akiva says no, that you're not ever allowed to put it in the Rishos HaRabim, you must keep it in your own property, and you may not put any of your dirt in the public domain, in the public area. Quick review, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes, discussed the what constitutes these large stones that you're allowed to remove from your field during the Shemitah year. We said they're called Avnei Kasef, which was a Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Meir, and ultimately we pass on like Rabbi Yossi holds that you have 2 to 3 stones that can't fit in one of your hands, you'd have to carry them on your shoulder. That's what constitutes the stones that are large enough you'd be able to remove them from your property during Shemitah, to make it clear that you're not looking to remove them to plant in your field, but rather you're looking to simply remove them for constructive purposes. And then we learned in Perek Gimel Mishnah Yod, the case of a person who wants to build a fence in between his property and the Rishos HaRabim, and we said that he's allowed to dig that area because it's clear that his intention is to make this fence and not to plant, and he's even allowed to do it certainly during Shemitah. He's allowed to build this fence there. Then the Mishnah tried to understand, Maya Saba Afar, what should he do with the dirt? So according to Rabbi Yehoshua, he said that he should just make the pile in the Rishos HaRabim, in the public domain, and then move it back over to the private domain, to his private field, and then no one's going to think that he's looking to soil to fertilize his own field. However, Rabbi Akiva disagrees and says, no, that it's destructive, it's damaging, you can't just put a pile of dirt in the public domain, even if you're going to immediately remove it, and therefore he says that you should just pile them, make three piles, like we'd learned earlier when it comes to piling up manure in a person's field. And we saw that the same machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva exists when it comes to digging anything, not only during Shemitah, but anytime. Where can you, if you're digging a ditch or a pit or so on, where a cave, where could you do with the dirt? So again, Rabbi Yeshua says that you may put it in a Rishos HaRabim, at least temporarily. And Rabbi Akiva says, nope, you must put it in your own property, not in a Rishos HaRabim. Have a great day.